Welcome in Brenda Ochtenkamp joining us here for our Gabby with the Gardener program. How are you, Brenda?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Have had a great week. And I love the numbers that you just shared.
Oh, cool.
Those mid and even, I was going to say, even going up to 88, 89, that is beautiful.
We'll take it, won't we?
Yes, when you think about the middle of July or whatever. We had our July in June, and now maybe June in July or something.
We're all upside down.
That's it, but we'll take it day by day. And so I said, wheat harvest is on in western Nebraska, so we better hold out on some rain.
Mm-hmm.
In places, but no, it's looking really good. And I know, what was it, two nights ago, I think we sat on our porch outside till 10 o'clock at night because it was just a beautiful temperature.
Yeah. Enjoy
that
nice cooler.
Yeah.
Now, Brenda, we have our Gab with the Gardener going on here again today. How's the program been going with you and David?
I think it's going really good. We're reaching a few people every week, and, of course, you can check out the local Extension Office Facebook page. We tape that program each Tuesday evening when we do it. And I do not have gardening tips to share with you today, but David always has those, so I'd encourage you to go to Facebook. But the little bit that I wanted to share on is berries. And we know that it is berry season, and and if you're fortunate enough to have strawberries or raspberries or any blueberries, you know, planted at your place and can be harvesting those, it's wonderful. I know last weekend I went out through our tree grove of trees, and I have wild mulberries.
Really?
So we had some little mulberry hand pies, and they're delicious. That's the thing.
I have noticed some mulberry trees, and they are just loaded. It's a good year for them.
It is, and the trick is to get the bowl back to the house so you could actually do something with it.
Don't do too much snacking on your commute, is what you're saying?
Yes,
it's amazing how that happens. It's magic. They just disappear.
It's easier said than done.
It is, and picking mulberries is any kind of berry, if you had to pick a lot of them, it just colors your fingers or whatever, but it's kind of fun, and I usually use a bed sheet and do a little shaking and let them all fall down to the bed sheet, that kind of thing. But, yeah, you know, and when you talk berries, whatever kind, you know, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries are into season, and we're buying those. So when I say in season, that really means when they're at the height of production, which drives the price a little lower at the supermarket. So those of us that need to go to the supermarket or to the farmer's market and purchase those items, you're going to find the highest quality product at the lowest price this time of year than any other time of the year. So I want to encourage people to consume those. You know, from a nutritional standpoint, berries are packed with vitamins and minerals, fiber, folate, you know, even the vitamin C and potassium, which many times those are some of those nutrients that we're always being told as adults to look at upping in our diets, that kind of thing. And then if you're not a real berry person, what I want to do, and then up on our website I've put a couple different ways to think about it in using those in the kitchen, or how do you consume them. You know, have you thought about pureeing them? And if you puree them, and if the little seeds bother you, you could sieve those out through some cheesecloth or something. If you want to cook it down and make it a thicker sauce to put over ice cream, yogurt, even berries over peaches, you know, combination flavors, that kind of thing. The other thing is including them into muffins or cobblers, or even into scones. And if you've made any of those things in your kitchen, and if you were discouraged, the hint that I'll give you today is, you know, if you find that the berry, just your whole batter then turns whatever color the berry is, and that kind of is discouraging. So I would encourage
you. That's really
you,
a bother?
Well, it is if you're trying to get the ultimate, you know, in terms of a scone or a muffin that looks really nice.
Depends on the goal.
So what I would say is combine your berries with a little bit of flour before you put them into your batter, and that's going to help mix them in without them breaking up so much. You know, scones, the only way that I can have success making scones is taking a berry and freezing them, and then you actually add them to each scone frozen.
Really?
So you're poking them down in there.
Okay.
And that will bring success in that way. You know, and then a lot of the dessert items and those dishes that we make with our berries have high sugar content. So to think about lowering that, you know, if you're going to make pies or custards, think about just a single crust rather than, do you have to put a top on your berry pie? Could you just do one crust, you know, a bottom crust, and reduce some fat and overall caloric intake that way? Have you thought about your fresh lettuce salads, whatever form you eat, and then throwing some berries on there?
I've done that, but just a personal thing. I don't like berries in my salad.
It is very different, so it's a mind shift for some of us.
It is.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. It's exactly right. And so that's what I say. If it's not for you, go on and find something else.
I'll just eat them out of the bowl.
Yep, to think about. You know. So up on our extension website here in llm.unl.edu, there's a fruit muffin recipe in there. Again, it cites a specific berry, but you could do whatever you wanted. There is some overnight oatmeal where you put berries, and if you've not had overnight oatmeal, that really is a quick way to get breakfast on the go the next morning.
That is one of my favorites.
Yep.
Oatmeal with berries in
it.
Usually blueberries.
Yep. Nope, it can be wonderful, you know, and you can make regular oatmeal and eat it hot, or you can make the overnight oatmeal that you just eat cold and have the berries in there. And then I have a spicy fruit cup, where it combines a variety of fruits, and some are even canned fruits. So when we talk about berries, usually we don't talk about canned berries, but other canned fruits can be combined with your fresh berries. But this has an orange juice, cinnamon, and nutmeg. So actually combining some spices with the berries and fruit for kind of a new flavor.
We may have to make a copy of that before you leave.
You could, I'd even give this to you, but it's just something to think about. And my recipes always cite a specific fruit to use, but I think you could use whatever combination you would like.
Yes.
Matter of personal preference more than anything, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, right. You're exactly right.
You know, I think the best way to do this segment, Tristan, is she should bring in samples.
You know, we wouldn't object to that, Mrs. Optonkey.
No.
No. And I should, if I hadn't worked till 8 o'clock last night doing some food preservation things, I probably could be at home. And some of these things that I share are probably not the high loves of other people in my house, but they are of mine. So I could bring them and share them with you guys. And that's exactly right.
Now, Brenda, we do need to wrap up here, but when's the next Gap with the Gardener?
Not until the last of July.
Okay.
So the official program is on the 27th, and then I think we're scheduled to be back here in the radio station on the 30th that morning. So
awesome.
We'll bring you some more tips. And, you know, I know that I'm working on beetles and some of the other slugs and those kind of things coming into the garden. So if you're having troubles, be sure to call the Extension office. I know David shared some great tips this week on those things, and after you've went to all the work and you're finally starting to see some produce come along, don't let little things take that joy away.
Utilize your resources like the Extension office.
Yes. And David always has great, and David is a really big on natural, you know, organic ways to combat some of those pests.
Which is great.
It is really great, and I think it lowers your risk for eating your produce and doing other things with it. And so if that's a concern, I would seek out our office and talk with David Lott.
Absolutely. Brenda, we appreciate the time as
thank
always.
You.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on Husker Radio's KODY. As always, Mugs in the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Brent Rogo, Bo Witt, and Pete Voltz.